Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me again for another great conversation that I'm going to be having today with subjects that really are empowering for you. You know, this show is all about giving you the knowledge and the wisdom so you could make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. So I'm so pleased you are here with me for another great show. And for those who are joining in for the first time, I always like to say hello and welcome you to the show. Hope you'll be coming back again and again. If you are here for the first time, please go over to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, or go over to my website, which also is whatwomenmustknow.com. Opt in there or like me on my Facebook, because I will send these shows out to you every week. So if you happen to miss them when they are going on live, you'll be able to get them sent right to your inbox or over to my Facebook page, so you'll be sure to catch every single important show. And today is no exception. We have a great show in store for you. This is kind of the preparation for the holiday show, because I know we have successfully navigated through Thanksgiving. I'm not sure how successful it was for everybody, but anyway, we've gone over the hump for Thanksgiving, but we are approaching intense holiday season time. And you know what that means? It means overindulging. It means eating big meals late at night, too much sugar, too many carbs, too much alcohol. Oy vey. So what do we do? How do we negotiate through the holiday season and go through it in a healthy way and come out of it in a healthy way? Because the holiday season is such a critical time for looking after yourself, and it's a vulnerable time. That's when all those flus start and colds start, because we just load ourselves up with so much stress and so much sugar that our immune system really takes a big hit. So we're going to help you prepare for the wonderful holiday season coming up, so you can have a healthy and well holiday experience. And my guest is one of my favorite people. We're going to be talking to Jeff Thurston. And Jeff Thurston is my go-to person when it comes to probiotics, the microbiome, how to really support our inner resilience and inner immune system. And I'm glad he's coming back with us, because he has some great strategies and tips to give you. And I want to just say a little bit about Jeff. He has a degree in biology and chemistry, and after working in microbiology research, Jeff went into sales, the adventurous person that he was. And in 2002, after meeting his partner while doing organic agriculture, they formed Master Supplements. And Master Supplements has grown into a respected company because science is the basis of their products. And I have to say, in the world of probiotics, which is kind of a crazy world these days, and there, of course, is so much information about the importance of a healthy microbiome and the importance of probiotics, but we need to know what probiotic formulas are really proven, patented, and work. So that's why Jeff is my go-to guy, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Jeff to the show today. So hello, Jeff.
Happy holidays to all.
I'm good. How did you get through the Thanksgiving experience?
Very simple. Enzalase.
Okay, Enzalase. Never go without. So we're going to tell everyone what Enzalase is and why they've got to have it, as well as other things. So this is a really challenging time for people, isn't it? I mean, with all the heavy temptations and indulgences, we do pay a price if we're not prepared, don't we?
Yes, we do. Excuse me, I have to leave the room for a moment, to just feeling a lot of bloating, to, you know, not feeling very comfortable, not sleeping very well, waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a grumbling stomach, and all those other things that can happen the day of the big feast and the days following with leftovers, which sometimes are better than the big feast itself. So we don't just usually overeat on the one day. Some of us eat wisely too and drink foolishly. So there's a lot of different ways to look at how you get through, how you get over what we just went through, and how you look to prevent the same issues from happening at the next large event, which would be either a Christmas meal or whatever else, other holidays we're going to have.
Well, it's such a holiday season in Australia, because you know I spent a lot of time in Australia. Starting in like November, mid-November, because I don't have Thanksgiving there, but starting about mid-November, it's the beginning of what they call the silly season. And it's parties after parties, and, you know, drinks are always a part of it, and all the carbs and sugar and big meals and late at night. So it's, you know, it's the high season for partying, but it definitely is taking its toll, whether it's in Australia or whether it's here or anywhere in the world. This is a time that is a really challenging time, because we are tempted with all these delights, and some of them solid, some of them liquid, and we have to really support our body when we go through those times, because the body is perceiving it as a rather stressful time. A lot of rhythms are out of balance, a lot of foods that aren't normally consumed are consumed in quite large amounts, and it puts a stress on the body. So that's why I'm so glad you're here, so we can talk about some of the things that people can do to help them get through this time without putting on too much weight, without having too much indigestion, without being vulnerable to colds and flus, or having to suffer from hangovers. We're going to talk about that too. So let's start with just overindulging in big meals. What goes on? What happens to the body? And what do you recommend with the wonderful products that Master Supplements has put together to support us at this time?
Well, in general, to me, it seems that when we overeat, we're producing enzymes. Our bodies are. As we age, we produce fewer. But as we start to eat this meal, often we don't chew well enough, number one. Well, we certainly eat more than we normally do, and we eat differently than we normally do. So, your body is taxed from a lot of different directions, and what happens is a lot of times you'll start getting undigested food further down in the system, and that's where the complications start to happen, because the normal food that feeds your normal good bacteria is there, but it's in the wrong form. So often you'll find some other bacteria will start to break it down, and then they'll produce some toxins, and then your body is always talking to itself. So they'll send a little signal from further down that says to the stomach, you're not doing your job. The stomach starts to produce more acid, and people start getting a little bit of a burning stomach from that. And so we're just, going after it. So my strategy is just right before the meal, or if you forget to take it right before the meal, right after the meal, take a good digestive enzyme, one that's got a lot of fat digesting enzymes. That's a biggie. You've got the fat and the meat, whatever meat you have, and if you're a vegetarian, and there's some oil of some sort in there, and there's butter on the potatoes, there's all these different fatty things, and so you need a lot of fat digesting enzymes. And then you have your proteins. Whether it's in a vegetable form or in a an animal form, then you have to break those down. Carbohydrates, there's the biggie. We certainly get much too much of that in the form of sugar, but we need to break that down. And subsequent to that, the bacteria need to be there to consume it. And then fiber. Fiber is the one that we probably eat the least of at these meals, and that's the one we should probably eat the most of. But we have to break these things down so they get into the small enough parts for your body to utilize them. And so that's where a digestive enzyme comes in handy, and that's my primary strategy. If you're not going to eat really wisely, then a good digestive enzyme was the first thing I would think of to get through the day.
So I want us to talk a little bit more about digestive enzymes, because I think it's a really important subject, whether it's the holiday season or not, because what is believed to be happening from the Chinese medicine point of view is that after the age of 35, maybe 40 these days, I think it's happening earlier because we're using up so many of our enzymes because we're eating so much with all our snacking all the time, that our body is producing fewer of these enzymes. And let's talk about the importance of enzymes and why, what they do in the body and why they are critical for good health.
Well, enzymes, they're unique agents, if you will. They have a very specific bond that they break. It's how two molecules are attached together. And they have a very specific job of breaking that bond. But they're not used up when they break the bond. They're similar to, say, a key in your car, where you can put the key in, turn the car on, turn the key off, and take the key out and repeat. An enzyme will do the same thing for a period of time, in that it will go and find that bond and break it, and then it's released to go and find another bond and break it and release it and keep going and going and going. So you've got all these chemical processes that are going on that are taking food from large sizes down into small sizes where your body can utilize these parts, and or the bacteria in your gut can utilize these smaller parts. And then, and in many cases with fiber in particular, that's the critical part, that they need to have the soluble fiber from separated from the insoluble fiber, and enzymes are what do that. And we don't make enzymes for that. That comes from raw fruits and vegetables. So cooking 102 degrees for 10 minutes will destroy most enzymes. So if your meal is cooked, you're not getting the enzymes to break it down. So supplementing with an enzyme is really a good idea. And that's what they do. They just take big pieces and make them down into small pieces that the bacteria can utilize, or you can be absorbed into your system to be used as energy.
Now, the enzyme formula you have called Enzylase is really unique. One of the reasons why it's unique is because it's very high in this enzyme called lipase for fat digestion. And one of the reasons why I really like this formula is that people often have a hard time breaking down their fats. And by the way, if you want a clue if you're having a hard time breaking down your fats, you know, check the next time you go to your bathroom, and if your stool is floating or if there's like an oil slick that's on the toilet, you know, inside the toilet, you know you have a problem with your fats. Right, Jeff? So you're not so the problem with that is that if you're not properly digesting your fats, you are also not properly digesting vitamin E and vitamin D and essential fatty acids and all the key vitamin K, all these key fat soluble vitamins. So you may be taking them in a supplement, but you aren't necessarily able to utilize them. So do you want to explain that a bit more, Jeff?
Well, let's first talk about the fat-digesting enzyme, which is called lipase. It breaks down lipids, fat. There's generally two sources. One is animal, and often it's pig pancreas, and the second is from plants. We chose to use all plant-based ingredients so that you could, I guess, call our formula vegan. And the fats coat everything that you eat. So if you have oil or butter on your beans or in a salad dressing or something of that sort, everything's coated in fat. You've got to strip the fat away so that the other enzymes can find the bonds that they utilize to break to get the energy out of those. So that's one of the first things you have to look at. But the way the process works is, first thing is you have to have the enzyme, but number two, you have to find a way to let oil and water mix, or fat and water mix, and that's typically the job of bile coming out of your liver. So that's an emulsifier and lets fat and water mix. We include in our product an emulsifier that helps in that process as well. So not only do you have a very high, one of the highest amounts of lipase in a product that I've seen, we also have an emulsifier built in that, and it does another thing too, is that enzymes, lipase included, though they're not totally destroyed or denatured in the stomach acid, they're partially denatured in stomach acid. So we use sodium alginate to deliver the enzymes through the stomach as well as we do with our probiotic products. So we can get things through the stomach, and then they can start to become effective once they're further down. And once you've gotten the lipase broken down, then all the other things can start to work. Now, the carbohydrate digesting enzymes, they start in your mouth. You start breaking down, you're turning bread or potato into sugar in your mouth, and it's that process starts very early and continues on through. And those enzymes are, you want to make sure that your carbohydrate digesting enzymes are not too high, because if they are really high in your total enzyme count, then what you'll do is you'll increase the glycemic index of the meal by turning all the carbs into sugar very quickly, which can have a negative impact on your blood. So you need to worry about those things. And then obviously fiber to get the maximum benefit to feed your microbiome. And then proteins, they're, you know, that starts in the stomach, and it starts in the stomach at a pH below 3. Now, pH is a measure of acidity, and the smaller the number, the stronger the stomach acid. So pH of 3 is where pepsin works. A lot of times people take antacids, and that elevates the pH in the stomach to 4. And now pepsin is nowhere near as effective breaking down proteins as it would have been had you not taken the antacid. So, you know, although they're a temporary relief in one sense, they're not helping you overall in terms of breaking down protein.
So what would you say the signs and symptoms are for people who are not digesting well?
So first would be gas and bloating. Those would be the first two things. Then I would say and argue that indigestion would be number 2A, 2B, right up there with those other two things. So those are the first three things that I would look at. And then energy, you know, how tired you are after a meal. If you're, you know, sometimes if you're not breaking it down thoroughly, your body's spending an awful lot of time working at breaking it down, and we get tired. And then obviously, you know, when you observe your stool in the morning, you'll probably see, if you pay attention to those things, you would probably see some differences there as well.
So that's good to know. Often people don't understand what their symptoms are indicating, or we just get so used to, you know, having to loosen our belt after a meal because we think we've eaten a lot, but it really just may be bloating and gas because we're not digesting properly. And it, you know, like you said, it starts when we begin eating in our mouth and as it enters down into our digestive system. So one last thing I want to talk about before we move on to other things, and that's the need for digestive enzymes for people who don't have a gallbladder and have a hard time digesting fats. Can you just share a little bit about that?
Well, that's the emulsifying effect, that bile allows fat and water to mix, and people who have had their gallbladders removed don't have that bile production. So the sunflower lecithin and oleic acid that we put in our product actually helps to do that. So it's a great little support for people who have had their gallbladders removed in allowing digestion to proceed at a more normal pace.
And how often should they take them? And is it just one at a time, or should they take more? What's your recommendation?
Well, just speaking personally, I take it maybe 4 or 5 times a week with the largest meal of that day. I personally like to let my body do as much work as it can, and without the enzymes, I know what's good for me and what's not good for me. So in other words, if I don't take an enzyme with the meal, I mean, I'm over 70 now, so I've lost a huge amount of my ability to produce enzymes. So I need to pay attention to what my body's telling me, and if I continually take an enzyme, I really don't know what my body's capable of doing. So I like to just do it 4 or 5 times a week with the largest meal. However, when it comes to Thanksgiving, I take 2. Well, when it comes to Christmas meals, I take 2.
Just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. I've gotten tired of that feeling of just, you know, being lethargic. And that's worst is at 2 o'clock in the morning when you wake up and your stomach's just burning and you can't get comfortable, and no matter which way you roll over, it burns. I just don't like that at all.
Yeah, and we have to remember it's putting a stress on our organs, so we don't really want to do that. We want to support them, especially during the times when we indulge a little bit more. My one last question on the enzyme issue, should people be here's the question. Does taking enzymes on a regular basis interfere with our body's ability to make their own enzymes?
It should not interfere with that. You know, your body is going to produce what it feels that it needs to produce to break down the food that's there. so it will help it get a little bit lazy maybe, but it's not going to impair its ability, you know, down the road. And if you take it only with the largest meal of the day, and say you get up in the morning and you have bacon and eggs or cereal or pancakes or something like that, your body's going to have to produce enzymes to help work on that as well, you know, because you only took them maybe last night with the largest meal. So, but, you know, they stick around and they work and continue to work breaking bonds, but they flush through your system. So that's why I like to just keep it with, you know, with the largest meal of the day. And again, some people need it with every meal. We have a number of customers that's the situation they're in. But of all the products that we have, this is the one that seems to give people the most immediate good feeling that they took something and it's working. This is Enzly. I think it's a real issue for a lot of people that they don't take enzymes. But, you know, I like to say that enzymes have not yet had their Jamie Lee Curtis. And, you know, if you go back 15 years ago, who ever heard of probiotics? You know, very few of us. And then all of a sudden, we had ads on TV for yogurt with Jamie Lee Curtis, and everybody then knew what probiotics were. And enzymes, you have to find that spokesperson that's going to get out there and really, you know, beat the airwaves with advertising to let us know that these are things that are important for us.
And the reason why I particularly like Enzylase is because it has a high lipase component, which isn't found in many other enzyme formulations. So you are able to digest those fats and, like I was saying earlier, get the benefit of all those fat-soluble vitamins as well.
One other thing about digestive enzymes, if you take them on an empty stomach at bedtime, there's a systemic benefit as well as it can help clean out other systems in your body by taking it at bedtime. Some of it's absorbed and utilized for other functions. There have been a number of products out there that are doing that, but Enzylase is another one that can do that. And a third way you can take Enzylase is with True Fiber, two capsules at bedtime with two scoops of fiber on an empty stomach for 10 days. And the enzymes in there start to really break down that, let me call it crud, that's accumulated in your colon and starts to really break it down and stimulate the growth of bifidobacteria at the same time so that you get a gentle colon cleanse. People will only really notice maybe a little difference in color, odor, or texture of their stool over that 10-day period. There's no need to take this product and have to be near a bathroom and go rushing right in when you've taken something and it starts to work immediately. So it's a very, we call it a 2+2 gentle colon cleanse. That's another good thing that I would put into the New Year's resolutions on improving my health would be something to do like that after all the big holiday meals and just really clean house, you know, good cleaning and then starting all over again with a good diet and probiotics and everything else.
So that's great. So that's two Enzylase and then two of the True Fiber, which is the fiber product you have. So you might as well talk a little bit about that since we've already kind of jumped into the fiber story, and we can elaborate a little bit.
Okay. There's prebiotics is the term that's been being used a lot more. And believe it or not, it seems to be bigger in the dog food business right now than it is in human food business. But prebiotics are food for the probiotic bacteria. So fiber is, in general, not any benefit to the human body itself, but it is the food source for the bacteria that reside in our system. And there's 100 trillion bacteria, and they need food too. I mean, they do consume sugars, and they take some of these other things. But soluble fiber is their primary food source. So you have some fibers have very low molecular weights, and they'll feed everything. They'll feed the gas-producing bacteria. There's the next step up would be something like inulin, which comes from Jerusalem artichokes or chicory. And then go up to where we are, which is a very high molecular weight, very specific, targeted prebiotic called partially hydrolyzed guar gum, PHGG. Don't let the name scare you. It dissolves clear in water with no taste, no grit. We do a lot with children with autism, and they, if they see it, feel it, taste it, they won't put it in their mouth, and they'll drink this product. So it's a good source of fiber. But we added three fiber-digesting enzymes in there as well to help compensate for cooking. Most, you know, a lot of people only cook their vegetables, and they and so that they're not getting the enzymes, and that's the only source for, you know, fiber-digesting enzymes is raw fruits and vegetables. So we've added those enzymes to it. So, again, it's just taking true fiber by itself will double the bifidobacteria count in the colon of healthy people. So bifidobacteria is one of those, if you look on the back of a label of a probiotic, it's one of the two major groups. The other is lactobacillus. So this will stimulate the bacteria, bifidobacteria, which primarily reside in your colon, and will then improve the general overall health of the colon by increasing the number of short-chain fatty acids that are required. So it's a really good product, very easy to take. And one of the things that I tell the families that we deal with is to, when you're making your cup of coffee in the morning, just go grab a pitcher, throw three or four scoops of the fiber in there, add room temperature, you know, tap water or drinking water to it, and put it in the fridge. You know, it looks like water, tastes like water, so every time you want to drink water, you can take a little of that, and you're getting some of that fiber every day. The current recommendation is 25 grams of fiber a day. They're thinking about increasing that to 35, which means you have to eat many, many more fruits and vegetables to reach that level, and one scoop of fiber is only about 14% of your, you know, daily requirement. So, you know, it's a good thing to take.
And to me, what you were saying, that's so impressive. If you take that fiber, you double the amount of the bifidobacteria in your colon. I mean, you're just having a increase in the good of probiotics in your colon just by increasing the food that they require. That's fantastic.
That goes back to the you are what you eat. You know, that having a good healthy diet, you know, high in fruits and vegetables, is going to make you healthier, and there's your reason right there, because it is the diet then that is feeding the beneficial bacteria in your gut. And you know, the amount of research that's coming out these days on the microbiome is astonishing. Every day I get two or three new papers come across my desk talking about, you know, they did this with the microbiome, they did that, you know, did that, and they got these results, and from mental health down to, you know, immune health.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's, you know, it's good to be reminded how important the microbiome is. And so let's just segue into the microbiome and how probiotics support our immune system. And we're talking about how to kind of rev our systems up to make sure we get through the holiday season in a healthy way. And that takes us to the role of probiotics for a strong immune system.
Yeah, just real quickly, there was a study that was done on children between 3 and 5 years of age. It was a 6-month study, and it was in China. And the children were fed probiotics. One group got Lactobacillus acidophilus, and we call it the LA1 strain. And they had a reduction in strength or length and duration and of runny nose, cough, and fever by, you know, 43-40%, somewhere in that range. And then they added to it a bifidobacterium, the BIO7 as we call it, Bifidobacterium lactis, and the number jumped. The same symptoms, the reduction was 52, 60, you know, 58 to 72%. So just taking the acidophilus was good, but adding the bifidobacterium to it made it better. So these children were not having these, you know, as much runny nose, cough, and fever as they would have had had they not had the probiotic bacteria. So that's your immune system right there. It's just wrapped up in these guys. Now, without getting overly technical, there are inflammatory cytokines, which you need to have when you're first challenged by whether it's food getting into your bloodstream from leaky gut or whether it's a virus or something that you get. Your body has to start to respond to this foreign substance in your body. So those are your inflammatory cytokines. And then after they've done their job, you have to remove them or calm them down so you have anti-inflammatory cytokines. So one group of bacteria can produce inflammatory cytokines. Another group of beneficial bacteria can produce the opposite. So having both of them keeps your immune system in balance. And that's that's where probiotics have their greatest benefit. They're not going to cure anything. They're not going to treat anything. But what they're going to do is they're going to help your body fight it off and then stay healthy so that you're less likely to get the next cough or flu or whatever comes around when you're exposed to it. Your body is in a better position to fight it off by itself.
So we really need to understand that taking a good probiotic will support a healthy immune system. And that's one of the reasons why we want to do that, because our 80% or so of our immune system is in our gut. So if we can have the environment in our gut being healthy, we have the necessary wherewithal to maintain a balanced and an immune system that's responding appropriately. So this is why I think it's really important to take a probiotic as prophylactically speaking, making sure your immune system is working well. If you are sick, I think it's definitely necessary to take a good probiotic because it'll help your immune system deal with whatever's going on. And if for whatever reason you're prescribed an antibiotic, if people are getting sick over the holidays and it truly is a bacterial infection, not a virus, then they really want, well, I would say they want a probiotic, whatever it is, because it's going to help the immune system. But if you're on an antibiotic, you definitely want to take probiotic to help maintain a healthy microbiome. So do you want to elaborate on all of that, Jeff? Because that's where you really have all this expertise.
Yeah, when you take an antibiotic, it's especially an oral antibiotic, you're getting it into your system, and they're, antibiotics are anti-life. They're not specifically targeted to this bug and this bug only. They can be very detrimental to the health of the microbiome. And I recently read a study where they took two little groups of mice, and one group they gave ultra low doses of antibiotics to, and the other group they didn't. And guess what happened to the one group that got the antibiotics? They became antisocial. Hmm. So there's a lot of things that happen when you can take an antibiotic. Yes, it's going to save your life. It can get you healthy very quickly. But you have to overcome the side effect of that, which is the detriment to the microbiome. So we generally, depending on the antibiotic and how much they're taking, I know the doctors that we work with to treat Lyme disease, they have a number of 200 billion CFU per day that they recommend while they're putting their patients on antibiotics. Now, that's a lot of bacteria, but they're not getting those negative side effects that people get from the antibiotics. So, and what they'll do is they'll put them on a large amount while they're taking the antibiotics, separated by 2 or 3 hours. And then for 30 days afterwards, they're going to have at least 2 capsules a day to help the system overcome those spaces. For instance, if you, I look at antibiotics as taking the paint off the wall, and the probiotics is putting the paint back on the wall, and you need several coats. Once you strip the paint off, you need several coats of paint to go back on to make it look get really good. So probiotics are going to do that. So staying on an probiotic for 30 days after an antibiotic, to me, is good common sense.
So what are some of the things people need to be aware of when they're looking for a good probiotic supplement? Because there are so many probiotics on the market. We see them promoted, advertised all over the place. But like anything, we want to know what is a good one. Or why? Let's talk about Cerelac, which is the probiotic that you make. And I think it's important to let people know that your company specializes in only probiotic formulations or enzyme formulations. You don't get them in from somewhere else. I mean, you are the primary source. That's your business, which is an important thing to remind people. But what are the important things we do need to know about a good probiotic formula like Cerelac?
Well, the things, there's a list of things that I would say you should look for in a probiotic. Number one is that there's a guarantee that for their counts at expiration, not at the time they're manufactured. And it's very simple. I can promise you I put 20 billion CFU in each capsule when I made it. But I'm not telling you that in a week later that it's any good, you know. So, but in the case of Theralac or Truflor or Trubifido, we're telling you that it's 30 or 50 billion, whatever it is, the count is good in 2 years after we made the product. So that's number one. Number two, we still use a glass bottle because these organisms, they're grown in a fermenter and then they're washed and centrifuged and freeze-dried. So they're very fragile, and water is the one thing that's going to be most detrimental to them. You know, they'll start to reconstitute. So a glass bottle is going to protect that. We use a nitrogen flush. We use inert wadding. We put an oxygen absorption pack, a moisture absorption pack in the bottle because we need to make sure that that product that gets that's put in that bottle is the same it's going to be in 2 years down the road when the customer has it still in their refrigerator or freezer. And we store it at minus 10. And minus 10 works for us because there's no moisture in there, so we don't have to worry about ice crystals. So that's number, I don't know, whether two or three on the importance of. And then you have to get them through the stomach acid. Well, we use sodium alginate, which comes from seaweed, and it has a very unique property in that at a low pH, it forms a shell and protects the bacteria. And when it comes out of the stomach, the pH goes back up. It goes back into a polysaccharide gel and delivers the bacteria, you know, deep so we can get them through the stomach. I would say refrigeration is important. And I'll give you an anecdote in that at 72 weeks, Theralac unopened at room temperature is still above the guarantee. But it may still have lost 20-25% by sitting out there over that period of time. We put in a lot of overage to make sure that we do meet that guarantee. If it was in a refrigerator or in the freezer where we store it, you're probably not going to lose 3% in that same time period. So a refrigeration is still best, but once you open the bottle and you're going to start to take it, you don't have to keep it in the refrigerator. But when it's in the store, that's the best place to find it. And then we also have an ingredient that we discovered by accident in growing the bacteria. There was an ingredient that called polysorbate 80 that didn't get pumped into the mixture in the fermenter, and nothing grew. So we realized how important that was for the growth process of bacteria in the fermenter, but people didn't want polysorbate 80 in a capsule. So we found a substitute for that, which is sunflower lecithin and oleic acid. And that just wakes these bacteria up. And we've taken competitive products, put that with it, and there's more lactic acid in 12 hours than without our product as well as most of the others. And why is that important? Because if you have diarrhea in 12 hours, whatever you ate is gone, and it didn't even wake up and do anything yet. So those are the things that we do with our probiotics to get them from point A, which is from the fermenter, to point D, which is your colon. So you've got to protect them the entire way from one end to the other of the process. So the things to look for, again, glass bottles, refrigeration, expiration. The guarantee is at expiration were the three things that I would look at first. And then too many organisms, you know, most of these studies are done where you have X number of billion CFU of a strain, a very specific strain, to get this result. Well, if you put too many different bacteria in a capsule, how much of any one can you have in there? It's like, how much stuff can you put in a 5-pound sack? You just can't put too much in there, so all of a sudden you're not meeting the needs for that study by having, you know, too many organisms. So I would say in the 5 to 7 range, it can be 3, it can be 9, but for the most part, you know, you want to keep in that range for organisms, and I would look for something at least 10 billion CFU. Does that answer your question?
You did a great job. You know, so if people, but here's the question: if people buy a probiotic formula that's sitting on a shelf, that's, let's just say, not refrigerated, are you saying it's not really going to be very effective?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that the ones that you find probably in the refrigerated section are going to have better stability. For instance, you don't know how long the product has been on the shelf. If you walk into the store and they just stocked the store, they just got it in, it's likely going to be very good. If it's been sitting there for 2 years, obviously it shouldn't because stores don't keep things around that long. But if it's been sitting there for, you know, 6 months to a year, there's less likelihood that it's going to be what you thought it was in the, you know, when you were purchasing it. That's just the way we look at it, you know. Now, you do have this entire new group of bacteria that are being touted as shelf stable, and they very much are, and that's a group of new organisms or newly named organisms, Bacillus coagulans. They're spore formers. They'll be around for a very, very, very long time. You can't kill them with a hammer. So yes, there are a lot of very shelf stable ones that are going to have Bacillus coagulans in there. And then as they're growing bacteria these days, is the process of how you grow them is improving. They're adding increasing shelf life in that sense as well. So, you know, the whole category is improving. But I would still say that refrigeration is going to be the best.
So that's great information. So just to rule of thumb, you would want to, I think, and I recommend people take a good probiotic formula, certainly during the winter, during the holiday season, just to kind of protect yourself. And then if you are feeling like you're coming down with something, I always really increase my probiotic intake, and that's what I recommend for my patients. So you're just going to give your immune system some extra added support, which will help you either prevent something from progressing or help you recover more quickly. Anything you want to add to that, Jeff?
No, I will add the disclaimer that's on every product that we make, that these products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease. All right, that's required to put on the label. That's why you generally won't find very many studies on sick people with probiotics. Most of the studies are done on healthy subjects for that very reason, because if you're looking at doing a study on sick people, then you're talking about doing one of those no-nos from the FDA on diagnose, treating, or curing a disease. So we're not drugs. We're dietary supplements, and we all have to be careful in how we talk. But an educated consumer can go and find the information that they are looking for on a specific organism. To that, I would say that when you look at the label on a probiotic, if it says a proprietary blend, well, you don't know how much you're getting of any one organism. If it doesn't list the strain, whether it's a LA1 or BIO7, or there's usually a 3 or 4 digit number after the genus and species. If you don't have the strain listed, you don't know if you're getting the right organism that was done in a test. And then there's a third component, which is really difficult to overcome, and that is the issue of trademarks. Many strains have been trademarked, and I completely understand the reasoning, because if somebody is going to spend the money to do a study, they want to gain the benefit of that study. But there is a number that's available on online that you can find, which is a specific number from the American Type Culture Collection that gives the exact organism. And you can find studies out there that list, you know, this organism and then how many and how long and what result there was. And then you look and you can find a probiotic that's delivering that number with one or two or maybe three capsules, depending on how many bacteria are used. So the educated consumer can go out and find the information they're looking for. But that requires a little bit of work, and sometimes that's not what people are willing to do. They just want to know, my tummy feels better, and I go to the bathroom more regularly. So, you know, we're kind of caught in that marketing thing right now, that probiotics are so popular and so important. There's a lot of companies out there just, you know, putting stuff in a bottle and calling it a probiotic. I mean, you look at some drinks that are called probiotic drinks, and the number of bacteria somewhere listed between artificial flavor and artificial coloring at the very, very, very bottom of the list. So, but they still call it a probiotic. So, you know, the consumer needs to be a little bit wiser in how they approach these things. And the Internet's a great source for information.
Well, if you really want a good source of a probiotic formulation, then you need to get a proven, you know, high quality product. And that's why I like and use your products, because they're patented. You market to practitioners, so, you know, practitioners are very picky about the products that they use. It has to be substantiated, which yours are. So you know, you're getting real value. Let's just say we're getting real value when you use your products, such as Therilac, which is your probiotic, your True Flora, which is your fiber-based product, and then Enzylase, which is your high-potency digestive enzyme. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we actually have three probiotics. We have True Flora, which has no bifidobacteria in it, which are the ones that are generally found in your colon, because they're not compatible with all the organisms that are in True Flora. It's like putting two kids in a hot car on a long trip. We have Therilac, which covers the entire GI tract. And we have True Bifido, which only works in your colon. So, you know, there are ways that you can use. Everybody's very different. We're all, I like to say, a function of what our mothers ate a week before we were born. You know, all of us have different bacteria that we got from mom at birth. And if it was a C-section, well, we didn't get them from mom. We got them from the operating room. So, you know, we're all very different, and some probiotics work better for some people than others. So there is some general trial and error involved in people finding the right one for them. And, you know, so, you know, if you call us or, you know, send us a note, we'll certainly do everything we can possibly do to help you get through all that stuff. But trusting the company that you're dealing with is probably the most important thing. Because of that, we knew that at the very beginning, so we are the first, and I still think the only company that publishes third-party lab tests online by lot number for strength, purity, and activity. And that's important. So you can go to our website, and there's on the very bottom in the footer, there's a little section on the left that says quality control. And if you click on that, and you then type in the lot number on your bottle, and boom, you'll come up with the third-party lab test for that lot number of product. Doesn't matter whether it's Therilac or True Flora or True Bifido, it's there. And so you don't have to worry about what we have. There's a third-party lab telling you what it was in the bottle. So that 30 billion product that we're guaranteeing at expiration may show up at 42 one time, may show up at 47 another, might turn up at 38. You know, it varies depending on the strength of the batch that was grown in the fermenter and how much weight you can, you know, fit in the capsule. So there's a certain variability there, but you can always find out exactly how much.
So real simply, it just kind of, highlight, if you are taking, if you're taking True Flora, which is the probiotic strains that are in your, more for your small intestine, right, cleansing?
Yeah, that actually, it's probably the product that would be best for problematic yeast. And that there's two enzymes in there as well that are going after, you know, part of the external skeleton or the shell, if you want to call it, on a yeast. There are some enzymes that are actually going and breaking that down, and then the bacteria produce a tremendous amount of lactic acid. That's basically the definition of a probiotic bacteria, is they're lactic acid-producing bacteria. And so that makes an environment that, that problematic yeast doesn't like. So that's a product that really is aimed at helping people with problematic yeast issues. The True Bifido is a product that's really helping improve colon health. It's hard to explain without getting a little technical, in that there's four short-chain fatty acids that are absolutely vital to health of the colon, the most important of which is butyrate. And if you have an increase in bifidobacteria, you're going to have an increase in butyrate typically. So that's going to help, you know, keep the, you know, maintain the health of the colonocytes, which line the colon, you know, for at the length of the colon. So that's what we're looking at. It's one that's going to work on the colon, what's going to work in the small intestine. Theralac covers it all.
Okay, so that's great. That helps to get some distinctions in our heads for what is the best choice for us. But before we kind of come to the end of our conversation, let's talk about hangovers, because you found some really effective strategies to help people with hangovers.
Yeah, actually, this was about, I'm going to guess, 12, 13 years ago. One of the docs that we were dealing with called me up and said, you know what, I found your enzylase works really well for hangovers. And I looked at him and I said, why? And he said, I don't know, you tell me. And so I looked up, you know, what the main reasons are for hangovers, and I couldn't find out. So I decided to do some experimentation on my own. So I would go to conferences, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'd get down into the bar, and there's always people in there, you know, having their last call. And you would know that all they're doing is walking upstairs to the room, because there's no way they could drive a car. And I would say, here, take this and come and see me in the morning. And they would come in the morning and they would go, I don't feel anything. I mean, I feel great. I have no hangover at all. And this happens over and over and over again. And, you know, I have other friends that I'll give them some enzylase, and they say, well, I can only have half a glass of wine. That's the most I can do. Then they take some enzylase, and now they can have a glass or two, you know, and then they wake up in the morning and they don't have a hangover. So I don't know how it works, but and I don't know why it works. I know one thing. It seems to work for an awful lot of people that when they have a little too much drink, to go home and take it before they go to sleep, and they sleep through the night, and then unless they have to wake up and eliminate that beer that they drank, they sleep through the night, wake up in the morning ready to go.
So if you're going to get a good digestive enzyme like enzylase to help you through all these parties and meals, then you might as well just continue taking it to help you ensure that you can recover painlessly from your indulgence, your liquid beverages.
I would say, though, that drinking too much, I don't know that there could be ever enough enzylase to overcome drinking too much. But it's mostly it works for, you know, people who've had an extra glass of wine or an extra beer, and they had some, and then in that moment of a little less self-control, they had some pizza, you know. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't know why, but it just is a marvelous thing. And I constantly going to conferences and handing out enzylase at night at dinners and everything else that everybody loves.
And they love having you there.
They do.
help them to make it through the next day.
And it helps the speaker in the morning because he's got an attentive audience.
Exactly. So I know you told me that you're making an offer for all my listeners over the holiday season. So can you share with them what that special offer is?
Yeah, if you go to our website and you go and put your order together and you enter in the coupon code area, M for master, S for supplements, I for incorporated, and the number 16, it will get you 15% off and free shipping. But the other benefit is if you look on the website, and if you were to say you wanted to go come the season of trying to improve yourself and New Year's resolutions, and you wanted to try the 2+2 and add a probiotic to the mix, and you buy those three products together, you'll find extra deals there, and you get extra money off from that. So you can put together some pretty nice deals by buying in quantities of and taking advantage of that MSI16 coupon code.
Okay, so let me just remind people, your website is master-supplements.com. So it's a hyphen in there, master-supplements.com, and then it's MSI16 to get that 15% in free shipping. So that's a good deal.
Right.
That's great. Thanks for that. I hope people will stock up on some really great support for your health, not just for this holiday season, but ongoing basis. This is something that I use personally, I have to say, and it's what I recommend for my patients. So I so appreciate everything that you are doing, Jeff, and I know I can really rely on Master Supplements for high-quality products, and that's why I use them, and that's why I love having you on the show. So thank you so much for being here today and sharing your wisdom so people can stay healthy, happy, and sober, at least in the morning.
Yeah, and please,
over
if you
holidays.
Drink, don't drive. And if you drink, don't drive. But anyway, Cheryl, I wanted to wish you and your listeners the very healthiest and happiest of holiday seasons. And we look forward to seeing you at the next conference that you're going to attend, because I'm probably going to be there.
Okay. Well, we always do connect when I do get there. So we'll see you soon in the new year. And all the best to you, Jeff, and to all my listeners. Enjoy this holiday season and stay healthy. We'll be talking to you soon, and until the next time, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.